victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Fruitfulness. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I've found in ministry, the Lord helped me to see this concept early on. I trained up under Brother Kenneth Hagin, Sr. And one of the first meetings we had, a friend of mine was there. We were first-year students, just as green as could be. And we had him first night. Brother Hagin came out, and I mean, the word flowed, and the wisdom and the anointing was there. And he looked at me. He said, "Man, I think Brother Hagin really got ready for this meeting." We sat there a minute, and then I punched him. I said, "I don't think so. I think he lives ready." And the Lord was dealing with me. You don't just get ready like that. He's been putting things in him for the past, at that time, 50 years. And there had developed a reservoir. A treasure. Or treasury. Come on, can you see that? Inside. And that's where the good comes out of. And so I, even at that point, I saw, and after I was there at school, and then afterwards, I didn't immediately pursue another occupation, even though I didn't have invitations and that kind of thing. Some people got a little concerned about me and said, "Well, aren't you going to do this or do that, Brother Keith?" And I said, "No." They said, "Well, what are you doing?" I said, "I'm getting ready." And I was so green, I'm putting into myself. So I'm reading and praying and studying. I mean, when you're green as that, that's about all you need to do. If you're called to speak, you know, especially. And so people would say, "Well, do you have invitations?" "No." They said, "Well, what are you going to do?" I said, "There's no shortage of places to go and people to minister to. There is a shortage of people that's got something to say when they get there." That's not my job to do. My job is to cooperate with Him and get in me. How many know the Spirit of God brings things to your remembrance? But what if you never knew it? You can't be reminded of something you never knew. So, you know, people don't realize that, you know, they lay out of church when things are going pretty good and they don't take advantage of things, meetings and things that are available to them. You know, our services ongoing, our special meetings that we have, these are not just for us. They're for you. And you might think, "Well, I'm doing pretty good. I don't need that." Hey, life ain't over. You need every good thing put in you that you can get. And you may not see it now or next week or even next year, but I'm telling you, there'll come a time when you'll need something and you'll be so glad that you got it in you, because the Lord will bring it up in you with force. And you may not even remember where you got that, but it's just what you needed to get you through. Somebody say glory to God. Good treasure. Out of the good treasure, you bring forth good things. And out of the abundance of the heart, that's the treasure of good, the mouth speaketh. Or we could say releaseth. It's in there. How does it get out? Through the mouth. In Proverbs 12 and 14, it says, "A man shall be satisfied with what? Good." How? "By the fruit." There's fruit. Of what? Fruit of his mouth. A man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth. Down in the 13th chapter and the second verse. A man shall eat good. How? By the fruit of his mouth. Now, eat good, I believe it means eating good. But it also means, the Bible talks about eating and enjoying the good of the land. It's not just only physical food. It's enjoying everything that you need and consuming, receiving, being strengthened by, being nourished by every good thing. And how does it come? By your mouth? Is this true?
Yes, sir.
By your mouth?
Yes.
The fruit of your mouth. Now over the 18th chapter. A lot of people have this one marked. 18 and 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Now where he said out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks, was he talking about fruit? That whole passage, by their fruits you'll know them. And here he says, you'll eat the fruit of it. What? The fruit of what you say. Do we believe this verse right here?
Yes, sir.
Is it true that death and life is in the power of the tongue? Is that true?
Yes,
say it out loud with me. Death
and life
are in the power of the tongue. Is that true?
Yes,
you know it's in the Bible. You should agree that it's true, but most Christians don't believe it. They just don't. If they did, they'd watch what they say. And by not watching what they say, it proves they don't believe this. They're just like, oh, that's interesting. That's nice. I'm sure there's... They just say anything that crosses their mind. And they say stuff they don't believe. And they say stuff they don't mean. And they say stuff they don't want. And if you say anything about it, oh, well, I didn't mean that. I'm just carrying on. What are they saying? It's not really going to bring death. It's just, you know, we all just blab on sometimes. And that means you don't believe this. But it's still true. Whether you believe it or not. It's still true. People say, well, you know, that stuff you tell about Mark 11:23 and stuff they other talk about, you know, you can have what you say. I don't believe that. That don't work. It just did. You're saying you don't believe it works positively for you. And it doesn't work for you positively. But it just got through working for you negatively. Because you believed it didn't work and said it didn't. And so it don't for you. The word is true, whether you think so or not. And it's working, whether you think it is or not. Smart people go with it. Receive it. Put it into practice for good. Producing good fruit. Go back to Luke, the 8th chapter. Luke 8. And verse 7, this passage talks about what we call the parable of the sower. And of course, this whole thing's about bearing fruit, isn't it?
Yes.
Being fruitful. And how that seed, good seed, was sown in different types of ground. Wayside ground, and stony ground, and thorny ground, and good ground. And we won't take time to go through that. That's a big study within itself. But just notice verse 7. It said, some fell among thorns. And the thorns sprang up with it and did what? Choked it. Choked what? Choked the results of the good seed. Now, one of the first times, well, not the first time, but as I begin to understand the passage, not too far into it, that I read that, I was amazed that anything could choke the good seed. We're talking about the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. Is it possible that something could choke that out of a person's life? It is. Man, that's a sobering thought, isn't it? Because it's up to us what we let grow in us. It's our choice. God's not going to tell us what we can and can't grow. The same soil that will grow amazing tomatoes will grow amazing marijuana. Y'all laughing at me. The same soil, you know. I know there are variances in minerals, but you know the principle I'm talking about, that would grow something good to eat, we'd grow heroin. And if it'll really grow corn, then it'll really grow grass. I know. Anybody done any gardening or farming? Oh, man. You go out there and you plant, and if you fertilize it or whatever you do, and you realize all that water and all that fertilizer is just feeding that grass too, man. I mean, those weeds, whoo, if your corn is coming up, so are the weeds. Because the ground will produce both. And the ground of your heart and my heart will nourish thorns and thistles, just like it will the Word of God. But if you do, if you let it do that, it will make you unfruitful. Because what do thorns do? Choke out the good seed of the good word. Skip on down to verse 14. 14, that which fell among thorns are they, which when they have heard, they go forth and are choked. With what? Cares. What's cares? Worries. And of course, connected with worry is going to be fear. And riches. Actually, Marx says it in more detail, the deceitfulness of riches. That's idolizing and loving money. That'll choke out the word. And lusts, which just means strong desires of other things. What other things? Things other than the things of God. What do thorns do? What do thistles do? Well, they suck the water up that should be going to the good plant. They suck up the minerals that should be going to the good plant. And if they do that and grow, then they'll get bigger than the good plant and block out the light, won't they? And suck up the light. And can choke out that good plant so that, as Luke says, it never brings any fruit to perfection. Potential was there. It even began to develop, but it never reached maturity and they never produced any fruit. Why? Because of too much other stuff in their life sapping all the resources. Now, this is not a fairy tale. This is not theory. This is happening in everybody's life on the planet. To a large or small degree. What we want is some pruning. Come on, saints, are you with me this morning? We want some weed pulling and limb trimming and dead stuff removal. Come on, do you want it? Do you want it? Do you want it? Do you want it? Now get this though, it's part of you. We're talking about stuff that's part of you. Part of your life. Part of you. That's what Jesus told us. He said, even if it's like pulling your eye out, even if it's like cutting your hand off, if it's holding you back, cut it off. We're not talking about your neighbor, we're talking about you.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.